What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 29th, 2021, coming on down to the end of the month here in the 4th of July weekend, which we're all looking forward to, I think, anyway. And we've got a lot of news to cover today. We're going to try and get as much of it done as we can before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. Now, there was a concern that this tropical storm Danny was going to be a real headache, and it did bring a lot of rain and wind to South Carolina. But as of the last report, it is basically unwinding and dissipating over Georgia. So it's not going to be the big, nasty monster a lot of people were concerned that it might be. The weather guesses here in Indiana were predicting an afternoon of thunderstorms. So, of course, the sun is out. We've got light scattered clouds. I should have been a meteorologist. As we head into the July 4th weekend, gas stations are running low on gasoline. Prices are way up. Now, it isn't a fuel shortage due to a Colonial Pipeline hack or anything like that. There are simply not enough truck drivers to drive the fuel trucks to replenish the gas stations. So you're probably going to want to get out there and tank up the car as early as you can if you're hitting the road for the 4th of July weekend, because a lot of people are going to be doing that. All righty, getting into local politics in the White House. There is this Olympic athlete. She was at the trials, Gwen Berry. And during the trials, she's a hammer thrower, women's hammer thrower, and she turned her back on the flag. Now, Joe Biden is all in favor of this. He thinks it's, really cool for her to do that. But the reality is, you know, Sean Hannity came on out and said, you know, of course, President Sippy Cup is offering his support and saying, you know, why she's competing for Team USA if she is not proud of her country. And that really is a very, very good point to make. Dan Crenshaw is saying that Gwen Berry should be kicked off the team. We've had enough of activist athletes. We don't go to these athletic events to be lectured. We go to have a good time. And Gwen seems to have lost track of that. Now, there's a story coming on out of Express in the United Kingdom, and they're talking about the deeply troubling behavior of his fraudulency, Joe Biden, and how people are very concerned about the U.S. leader and wondering who's really in charge. Fox News commentator Raymond Arroyo is saying that Biden's behavior is only getting worse, and this is following a series of public gaffes from Biden, including a recent press conference with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin, in which Biden seemed to stumble over his words and looked to be relying heavily on a pre-prepared script. And he's clearly having difficulties, and a lot of people are saying, who's really running the show here in the United States? Because it doesn't look like Biden is really up to the task. A little bit of good news. President Trump's attorney has reported that the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, has said he has no plans to charge the Trump Organization with crimes related to allegations of hush money payments. So that's a little bit of good news. And he's, off the hook for that one. Now, here's an interesting little story. The FBI is still running around arresting people who were at the January 6th Capitol protest, and they've arrested a 69-year-old Los Angeles woman for entering the U.S. Capitol without lawful authority. But somebody goofed, because in her case packet, there is a photo of the Capitol Police holding the door open for her. So I don't think that's going to get to trial here. Interestingly enough, there's a new poll out saying that More Republicans blame Biden and Democrats in Congress than Trump and the Republicans for what happened back on January 6th. And we know it was a setup, a PR stunt, as it seems to be. That's about the only thing the government can do anymore is public relations stunts. Speaking of public relations, in this case, bad public relations, at Washington Square Park yesterday morning, they were having to clean up following another weekend of fights, arrests, and revelry, and the park was just totally filthy with beer cans, liquor bottles, pizza boxes all over the place, and that's a bad public image, you know, for the rioters, as it were. Now, there's a story over at Everyday Patriots, and it's talking about Biden's family takeover. And the White House last April released what it called the American Families Plan. This is a $1.8 trillion spending package with a bunch of giveaways to left-wing interest groups, most notably to woke activists in the education establishment. And one of the plan's most controversial proposals called for $200 billion for 2 years of free universal preschool in order to brainwash the little kiddies before their parents can give them any double plus ungood ideas at home. And this is meeting a lot of criticism. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is vowing to oppose the Biden U.S. infrastructure bill if the package does not include reconciliation, which is a code word for a bunch of liberal pork. It's things like child care, affordable housing, and climate action. But the infrastructure bill really ought to be about the infrastructure because it is crumbling before our very eyes. The roads, the rails, the bridges are cracking, and it does need to be dealt with, and we shouldn't be shaving off money to go along with that nonsense about human caused global warming. And yes, I know there is a heat wave here in the United States, but you know something? That's called summer. All right. Now, we reported earlier about how a key witness in the United States Department of Justice's claim against Julian Assange for hacking has come forward and said he just made it all up. He just made it all up, and the witness does have a documented history of sociopathy, and he's been convicted for sexual abuse of minors, financial scams. And so the reality is the only thing the U.S. could prosecute Assange for was the hacking charge, because everything else he did was covered by the First Amendment and the public's right to know. And certainly if you go back to that Supreme Court decision regarding the Pentagon Papers, Julian Assange has not committed a crime there. And so at this point, it appears he is completely innocent. And he should be released from prison and allowed to go his own way. And over in Britain, members of Parliament are now demanding that they be allowed to visit Assange and talk to him about what is going on, because this kangaroo court is starting to crumble. Okay, the United Nations Human Rights Chief has issued a report calling for reparations as a way to address anti-black racism. There is a problem with that. And it shows they're not really thinking about this kind of thing, because forced reparations, meaning taking money from people who were never slave owners to give to people who were never slaves, is only going to increase anti-black racism, hostility, and it's a bad move. It really is. Now, a little bit of good news. Over at Reuters, they have discovered that the United States has the least trusted media in the world. They had a graph of media in the major nations of the world, and you know, nobody has 100% trust, but it's usually up in the 60s. And here in the United States, it is 29%. And I would like to think that maybe myself and RBN and whatreallyhappened.com had a little bit to do with that. Speaking of the media, over at CNN, Jake Tapper has now lost 75% of his audience. Okay. this is getting really serious out there. Tucker Carlson basically told his show during his broadcast, a whistleblower reported that the NSA has been spying on him and trying to find information they can use to have him pulled off the air. And he announced this on last night's episode of Tucker Carlson Tonight. And he said the NSA is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off air. Carlson said, admitting it is a shocking claim, and normally he would be skeptical of it, as it is illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. And Tucker Carlson, you cannot possibly be that naive. Anyway, over in Arizona, they're still holding off releasing the audit counts. They are triple checking all of their results. They know that if there's any kind of a mistake in the math, it will be seized on to try and discredit the results of the audit. But the Coliseum that has been the home of the audit activity will be cleared by tomorrow. So they are definitely getting down to the wire on this. And heaven only knows what the Democrats and the corporate media and Biden are going to do to try and distract from this mess when it finally comes on out. Down in Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton's election fraud unit arrested a South Texas woman for 26 counts of voter fraud. Monica Renee Mendez of Port Lavaca was charged with 3 counts of illegal voting, 7 counts of unlawful voter assistance, 8 counts of returning marked ballots without consent, and 8 counts of election fraud. So it almost seems like the Democrats crowdsourced the fraud last November. So many people were just willing to go along with that. Over in New York, they have stumbled on another problem. Because the nonpartisan election watchdog Smart Elections has uncovered an anomaly in one city council district in the 2021 Brooklyn primary, is simply that there were more ballots than registered voters. So, yep, still going on here. It was reported that Bill Barr was calling Donald Trump's election fraud claims bovine excrement. He didn't actually use that word, but you get the drift of it. And now an audio tape has been released of Bill Barr making this comment. Trump has responded by saying Bill Barr's weakness helped facilitate the cover-up of the crime of the century. And yes, it is that serious when the elections are being stolen. All righty, let's get on down to that condo building in Florida. More and more information is coming on out. Just weeks before the collapse, the owners of the condos were warned they would need to pay $15 million, not $9 million as earlier reported, but $15 million for repair. And the concrete was cracked, the exposed rebar was corroded, and it's come on out. Developers basically evaded the building codes to add a penthouse to the roof of the structure. And obviously the residents of sister buildings around that collapse are worried, and the government and authorities are trying to say, oh, there's no cause for concern, really nothing to worry about here. We're still a tourist destination and everything is working really good. Okay, getting into COVID-19 again. Over in Great Britain, most of the people dying from COVID right now are vaccinated. And somebody else, the former vice president of Pfizer, came on out saying that children are now 50 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID itself. We're back in 1976 territory with the swine flu debacle. But as long as it's making money, hey, that's okay. It's all hunky-dory. Who cares if, you know, family members are dying? You know, we're making money, and that's all that really counts. Meanwhile, over at the corporate media, and probably one of the reasons why only 29% of Americans still trust them, they're literally coming on out trying to convince people that the COVID-19 vaccine deaths just means the vaccine is effective, albeit imperfect. And, you know, they're talking about people who've had the vaccine and then die of COVID-19. Well, you know, it's effective, really. Yeah. Tell us that one about Iraq's nuclear weapons again. We love that fairy tale. Down in Australia, it's getting really serious. It's getting very repressive. Governments around the world are getting very tyrannical and repressive over this COVID-19. In Australia, any doctor prescribing hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin will be sent to jail. And in our digging about this, there was this article. This is a flashback to 2005, in which a peer-reviewed scientific paper reported that chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of coronavirus infection and spread. So they knew back in 2005 how to deal with this. But, you know, cures are just not a good business model. The business model is constant treatment, constant vaccines, and the money will pour on in. Getting on back to Australia, a team of researchers have published a new study in which they found that the COVID-19 virus appears to be specifically adapted to go after human cells. Now, this is Flinders University professor and vaccine researcher Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky was part of a team that discovered COVID-19 seems tuned, if you will, to attack human cells. Which, again, gets back to the idea that this was a deliberately manufactured biological weapon, which fortunately wasn't all that good, but it was an accidental release from the Wuhan Virology Lab, which that work was being funded from here in the United States of America. Up in Canada, the chief medical officer, Dr. Robert Strang, has admitted that the primary goal of the strict lockdowns in Canada was not to protect public health, but to prevent the free flow of information. They want you socially distanced and masked up so you can't talk to each other about whether you trust the vaccines or whether you trust the government or if you think you're being sold a bill of goods. And so he's out there saying, well, we've got to prevent the spread of false information. Well, okay, turn off the corporate media then. Over in California, parents are going to sue the state over the school mask mandates there. Good for them. And you sort of knew this was probably going to show up. A company co-funded by Hunter Biden has financial ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as well as Peter Daszak's nonprofit Echo Health Alliance. Now, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, which was the investment firm Hunter co-founded with Senator John Kerry's stepson, Christopher Hines, in 2009, was the center of a massive scandal last year after it was revealed the wife of the former mayor of Moscow mysteriously sent $3.5 million to the firm. So there's a lot going on there. Okay, a federal judge has set a trial in a lawsuit against Syngenta over paraquat, which is a weed killer, and it is now thought that it causes Parkinson's disease. And I remember back when I was still living in Southern California, where California was spraying marijuana plants with paraquat to try and discourage the use, and I'm wondering how many California potheads have come down sick because of that. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And up in Canada, there has been yet another one of these former residential school for the Indigenous children where hundreds of bodies have been found in unmarked graves. And, you know, you look at some of the stuff that was going on in Canada, some of the stuff that was going on over in Ireland, and you just have to wonder what the heck is going on there. And across Canada, Catholic churches are being vandalized with paint, and some are being set on fire. There have been four churches that have been completely destroyed since the discovery of mass graves at these two defunct boarding schools for the First Nations children. And the First Nations people, the Indigenous Canadians, they're upset, and they have every right to be. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe it's a time to start looking at the history of the assimilation of the Native Americans here in the United States. Where similar atrocities being committed. It's kind of hard to say that that kind of behavior stopped at the border, and maybe it's time to find out. Speaking of time and getting to the international news, there's a story coming out of Russia today saying it is time for the world to dump the United States' failed Afghan experiment in the trash can and just learn to get along with the Taliban. And I agree with that when you realize it's been about 20 years and that this whole war started over the pricing of an oil and gas pipeline. And there was this consortium of oil companies went before Congress. The UNICAL representative was Hamid Karzai. And they said, it's just going to be cheaper for us if you replace the government in Afghanistan than if we pay the full tourist rates for that oil pipeline right of way to the Taliban. And that was the real reason behind the war in Afghanistan. And when the U.S. went on in and overthrew the Afghan government, Hamid Karzai got to be the president, El Presidente du UNOCAL. More rockets are hitting U.S. Military facilities, this time in the Al Omar oil field in Deir Ezzor. About 8 rockets hit there, and no casualties are being reported. But this is an escalation which was caused by Joe Biden and his little bombing adventure last week. The United States has dispatched 2 convoys of trucks carrying arms and logistics supplies to the oil-rich province of Hasaka following the deadly airstrikes on Iraq resistance groups on the Iraq-Syria border, which has resulted in warnings of absolute revenge. Now, there's an interesting little article. This one is from thealtworld.com. And it reports that the Pentagon is buying $2.8 billion worth of weapons for conflict zones around the world. And most of this is headed for Syria, where it will be given to Al-Qaeda, who are basically their pinch hitting for the United States against the Taliban. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent a letter to the new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and congratulated him for winning the election. And he's calling for Israel's serious confrontation against Iran. And informed sources told the Arabic language Saudi WikiLeaks website that bin Salman congratulated Bennett and stressed Riyadh's commitment to all previous agreements with Tel Aviv. So everybody wants to gang up on Iran. Now, speaking of Iran, Iran is criticizing the United Nations for failing to include Israel and Saudi Arabia in its blacklist of parties violating minors' rights during conflicts, calling on the UN to adopt a non-discriminatory approach in naming and shaming child killer regimes. So we'll see what happens on that one. Meanwhile, over in Israel, settlers at an illegal settlement have reached a compromise deal with the government. Now, the settlers basically stole the land over 6 weeks ago, and they put up an encampment of mobile homes, and the government led by Naftali Bennett was expected to basically tear it all down, but they reached a compromise deal where the settlers will leave, at least for the time being, but their mobile homes and everything else will remain, and Israeli troops will basically be guarding that location. So somewhere down the road, I'm sure that there'll be a court decision saying that the settlers can return because, after all, they stole that land fair and square. All righty, we are coming up on another commercial break. When we come on back, there'll be more news, and it was a busy news day. So stay tuned for these words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about Israel. And an Israeli Knesset member, Yitzhak Pindrus, made a speech before the parliament calling for the killing of couples involved in mixed marriages. Now, he's a member of an ultra-Orthodox party that believes in a homogeneous Jewish state and society, you know, racial hygiene. And I seem to recall this guy back in the 1940s with this Charlie Chaplin mustache who had the same set of values. Anyway, Yitzhak called for the murder of people who contribute to miscegenation, and he invoked a biblical story about the murder of a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman while they were making love by thrusting a spear through their engaged sexual organs. Oh, my goodness. Now, can you imagine somebody getting up in the United States Congress and calling for the killing of mixed race couples in this country, whites and blacks, whites and Mexicans, blacks and Mexicans, who knows? I mean, can you imagine the reaction of that? And yet nobody in the major corporate media has even touched on this story. So it's, again, one set of rules for us and another set of rules for Israel. Meanwhile, once again, dozens of Jewish settlers broke into the courtyards of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and under the protection of Israeli forces, they basically started performing Talmudic prayers in order to provoke the Palestinian worshippers. All right. A member of the Yemeni Supreme Political Council, Mohammed Ali Al-Houthi, has said that statements of U.S. officials about the possibility of peace in Yemen are nothing but media propaganda. And basically, Mohammed said, U.S. official statements about peace are for media use only, and we have not seen any real action on the ground to show their real intention. Over in Ethiopia, the interim government of the Tigray region has basically run as the rebels seize the capital, and the national government has announced a unilateral ceasefire. I don't know if that is going to hold at all. Boy, it does just feel like everybody's fighting everybody right now. Over in Ukraine, a top political magazine called Focus has named Kristina Kvine, the acting U.S. ambassador to Kiev, as the country's most influential woman. And it's being interpreted by many as exposing the extent of U.S. control over Kiev. And it does certainly seem like that might be the case. Meanwhile, having learned nothing from the incident involving the British destroyer entering Russian waters, an F-35B from a British carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, has flown over Russian forces holding exercises in the Black Sea. I'm sorry, in the Eastern Mediterranean. And so, again, it's a provocation. And they keep on provoking. Sooner or later, somebody's going to push the button, and they're going to have the war they all seem to want, that you will pay for and your children will die for. Now, the other day we talked about how Putin and Xi Jinping had reaffirmed the close relation of Russia and China. And according to this article in Sputnik News, this basically should, in a sane world, represent the end game of all this Cold War version 2.0 posturing, because the U.S. has to know that while they may take on China and they may take on Russia, they cannot possibly take both of them on. But then, considering the mental qualities of our current leadership, I'm not willing to place any bets on that. Economic news now. One of the world's largest individual Bitcoin holders, Mircea Popescu, has reportedly died in Costa Rica. It's reported that he drowned at Playa Hermosa de Garabito in Costa Rica. And he launched Bitcoin securities exchange MPEX in 2012. He was certainly a cheerleader for cryptocurrency, and they're wondering what's going to happen to his company and his Bitcoins here. Out in California, and I did mention this before, but it's worth mentioning again, California legalized recreational marijuana and said people could open up shops selling pot and pot edibles and all kinds of things like that. California has been forced to pass a $100 million bailout to the industry because taxes and regulatory pressures are basically shutting a lot of these businesses down, and the industry is now in trouble. And it kind of reminds me of this story. This happened several years ago. Out in Nevada, there was a legal brothel, and they got into tax trouble, and the IRS took them over and started to run it and promptly drove it out of business. And you got to be really bad at business to fail a whorehouse, in my opinion. Anyway, back to California. 40% of San Francisco residents are getting ready to leave the city because of the spike in crime and homelessness and all those other problems there. Now, interestingly enough, we've been talking about how a lot of young adults are now living with their parents. And the millennial and Generation Z housing crisis simply underscores the growing wealth divide. And there are now more young people living with their parents today than during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And that should tell you just where we are right now. Over in Texas, this is immigration news now, Greg Abbott is set to close the centers housing the illegal alien minors, and he is saying that Texas will not be commandeered into service. And so he is standing up to Biden on this. And again, who elects these people? Representative Ilhan Omar, who's part of the squad, basically declared yesterday that all illegal immigrants in the United States should have a pathway to citizenship. And she said we must create a pathway to citizenship for all undocumented people living here. Okay, Ilhan, I hate to be the one to point this out to you. There already is a pathway to citizenship. It's called legal immigration and naturalization. And to all those people who came to this country following that legal path, welcome. I hope we're not a huge disappointment to you. Over at the U.S. Embassy in Russia, as part of all this LGBTQ, BFD, PS, whatever, the U.S. Embassy flew the Pride flag over their embassy, and that's kind of a poke in the eye because in Russia, gay propaganda is illegal. Okay. Now, over at the Supreme Court, they refused to hear a case on a transgender student who wanted to use a preferred bathroom, and in refusing to hear the case, a lower court decision stands that, yeah, transgenders can use whatever bathroom they want, and this is hailed as a huge victory by the LGBTQ community. And, you know, it's very frustrating, and there's an article to that point in Washington Times saying that conservatives are becoming frustrated by the Supreme Court's repeated refusals to take up these transgender cases. And, of course, conservatives are also frustrated by the Supreme Court's repeated refusals to look at election fraud from last November. And the lawsuit was basically saying that you have to base your facilities on your gender on your sex at birth, not on what you said you want to be. And I think it really is kind of silly. There are a lot of women who are being traumatized by men just, you know, swinging their goods, walking into the restroom and the locker rooms here. Over in Hungary, they have a law banning LGBTQ promotion to children. That makes a lot of sense to me. But the European Union is now trying to dictate to Hungary that they must bow the knee to the Pride flag or they have to leave the European Union. Frankly, I think Hungary would be better off leaving the European Union the way Britain has done. And this is really takes the cake. Over at the Miss Nevada USA pageant at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa on Sunday, a transgender woman won the crown. And this is, you know, I mean, I can understand transgender athletes beating the women in athletic competitions. But for men to be beating women in beauty contests, that is really getting into a twilight zone. And a lot of people are beginning to speak up about this. The president of Czechoslovakia, Miloš Zeman, is saying transgender people are disgusting, and he says heterosexuals should hold their own pride marches, you know, and get on out there and say, you know, I'm proud to be straight. And it's amazing that we would need to basically go on out there and say it's okay to be straight, but that's the world we're rapidly getting into. Another article, this one from the American Conservative, just complaining about how all these new rules are allowing men to dominate in women's sports. And I think a good example of that is that whatever it is coming out of New Zealand, who competed as a male until recently and then said, now I'm a female. And the Olympics are saying, yeah, this individual can compete against other women, even though he, she, it competed as a man in the past. And it really is unfair to the women. And, you know, let's see. There are now 8 states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, yay, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nebraska, and Texas, that say the student's sex as recorded on the birth certificate determines which team they can play on. And, of course, they're being accused of discrimination by the transgender promoters. Over in California, again, they have now banned state-funded travel to 17 states that are deemed LGBTQ unfriendly. In other words, California officials may not travel on the taxpayer dime to those states, even for government business. Little bit of good news. The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that Facebook can be held liable for sex trafficking that is being conducted on its social network. Apparently, you can engage in, or at least up until now, you could engage in sex trafficking on Facebook. You just couldn't criticize Joe Biden or question the vaccine safety. And so, yeah, I think that's a definitely a step in the right direction. Over in Tacoma, Washington, there's a middle school teacher who is being soundly thrashed for handing out flyers telling students they can have an abortion at 11 without parental consent. They can buy condoms at any age, and they could said that they could have sex as young as 11 as long as their partner was less than 2 years older than them. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? That's what I want to know. Over at the Vatican, they're having a tiff with the government in Rome because Rome passed a law forcing schools, including church schools, to teach gender theory. Now, the Vatican is saying that this law would violate 90-year-old treaties between the two states and criminalize the church for not allowing same-sex marriage and adoption by gay couples and refusing to teach practices that go against Catholic values. And meanwhile, here in the United States, there's still a big stink going on over Catholics wanting to deny communion to Joe Biden over his stance on abortion. And I think that if churches are going to get involved in politics, that they need to lose their tax-exempt status, okay? And as a matter of fact, under the rules of the 501c3s that they operate under, they're not supposed to be getting involved in politics. Up in Canada, Justin Trudeau is just, he's let his power get to his head, and he's becoming a real tyrant up there. Liberals are proposing a new hate speech bill that punishes whatever they claim is hate speech and hate propaganda with a $50,000 fine and a year in jail. The bill is C-36, and the bill contains 33 mentions of the word hate. And Canada no longer has freedom of speech. Another story, this one coming out of Revolver News, And it's talking about how the academic establishment here in the United States continues to pour out more anti-white rhetoric. And they're not about education anymore. They're about indoctrination. They're brainwashing future generations with this liberal Marxist nonsense. Now, interestingly enough, Joe Rogan came out on a Breaking Points podcast explaining why Hollywood is so liberal. And he says it isn't that the ordinary people in Hollywood are really all that liberal. It's just they know the people handing out the casting in motion pictures and making the deals are themselves liberal, and they're just sort of going along with the flow. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here, and over in France, there is a law professor, Mathilde Cohen, who has basically come on out suggesting that French food is racist. It's an expression of white privilege. I mean, this is just, this is getting absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. All right, getting into some of the technology news here. There has been a lawsuit filed against the FCC by the Children's Health Defense, which is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s outfit. And it's basically opposing the FCC rule, which would allow 5G Internet of Things antennas on private property. And there is a concern about the electromagnetic radiation. You know, I remember when powerful AM transmitters were located right in the middle of your neighborhood, and then the cancer clusters started showing up there, which is why now the transmitters are out in remote rural areas, or in the case of Southern California, they were all moved to the top of Mount Wilson. And yeah, it's an issue. All righty, a little bit of consumer reporting here. Over at Subway Sandwiches, somebody took their tuna sandwich and subjected it to testing, including DNA testing, and they discovered there is actually no tuna in the Subway tuna sandwiches. Now, I don't know what they actually put in there. Maybe it's dolphin, for all we know. But anyway, meanwhile, getting on back to the issue of marijuana legalization, even though it was botched by California, about 44% of the American population now lives in a state where marijuana is legal or soon will be legal to consume just for the fun of it. And that's happening even here in Indiana. Marijuana is winning the hearts and minds of the American people. Okay, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson has responded to criticism from Congress about going to SpaceX for a lander for the Artemis program. And Bill Nelson basically came back and said, well, you know, Congress is not funding a lunar lander for NASA, so they have to basically go the private route. And I'm not sure what Congress is thinking. They probably want to sort of regain the glory of a national space program that is going back to the moon. And apparently the first unmanned mission to the moon will take place this November. And that's going to be kind of fun to watch. Meanwhile, China is building their super heavy lifting vehicle, and it seems to be a close copy of SpaceX's super heavy rocket. And, well, yeah, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Getting into computers, a short while ago, the National Guard completed a two-week training exercise responding to a simulated cyber attack taking over critical utilities across the United States. And this came on the heels of the attack on the Colonial Pipeline. And guys, you know, the first thing you ought to do is simply unplug these mission critical systems from the internet. Okay, you can have computers connected to the internet for accounting and monitoring and everything, but those computers actually controlling the systems need to be isolated. There's no reason somebody should be logging in from the outside to open or close a valve or throw a power switch. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.